Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's August 25, 2014, and this is episode 436. You can tell when the oppressive Tokyo summer heat starts to set in because I kind of reverse hibernate and stay indoors doing back office jobs like website maintenance and ordering business cards, etc. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. I recently ordered my second batch of business cards from the UK-based printers Moo, and I'm happy enough with the results to tell you about them today. Moo are a great company. They have a somewhat Apple-esque quality about their products and their marketing, and they do it well. I first started to receive business cards created by Moo probably around 6 or 7 years ago. Apparently they were founded 8 years ago in 2006, which means that people pretty quickly picked up on their quality proposal. I've tried a number of printing companies over the years for my business cards, and I've found some that I liked and some that I could never really recommend. To be honest, Moo kind of fell into the latter category for a while because I feel that the print quality of their Lux cards is substandard, and we'll look at that later. But I knew that they were capable of creating quality products, so I decided to give them another try recently. This time around, I decided to go for the Moo Classic Matte Laminated cards. I've been handed these a number of times, and I'm always impressed with the quality. These cards are heavy and stiff, yet still have just the right amount of flexibility. The lamination process gives the paper stock a very soft feel that is hard to describe. You really have to touch these cards to understand this. I ordered 200 cards this time around, costing £39.99, excluding VAT, and paid £36.75 for the DHL Express shipping, which is almost as much as the cards themselves when sending to Japan, but the cards are so reasonably priced that I don't really mind that so much. With my last order, I went for the standard shipping, and the cards took nearly a month to arrive, which I found unacceptable. Call me impatient, but even when I'm not in a rush, I don't like waiting that long for something to arrive, especially when the production only takes a couple of days max. If you're listening to the enhanced podcast, the enhanced version of this podcast, you will be able to see the images that we're talking about as we go along here. But if you're not, then you might want to go to mbp.ac/436 and take a look at the images as we progress here. Just click on the images and you'll be able to see them larger, of course. But this image that we're going to look at first is the packaging that the cards came in. It's nice and basic, but functional packaging, and I like the touch of humour that Moo added to this. When you open the box, you're greeted with the wording, "Designed by Moo and you," which kind of brought a smile to my face, and that's special. How many times do you open a simple business product package and smile? The humour continues with the words, "Quick, schedule a meeting, your business cards have arrived," printed on the packaging of the box that you use to store the business cards in. You only get one of these boxes holding 50 cards, and the other 150 were bound by a paper belt and dropped into the packaging, as you can see in the photo. This is fine though, and it helps to keep the cost reasonable. Although I have quite a special lacquerware card holder that I use here in Japan, I don't like to use this when I'm out shooting, roughing it somewhat. So I decided to also pick up the Moo Showcase card holder with this order. You can see the card holder in this photograph that I'm showing you now, and it basically opens in a number of ways. You can simply flick it open, and then you're supposed to be able to flick out the business card. Although I find that you need sticky fingers to do this. The lamination makes them very smooth, and so you really can't just flick these out. But it's still nice to be able to just flick the end of the package open and pull a card out. You can also fan the card holder out, as you can see in this photo, to show off your cards, which is probably a nice way to present them. Although I can see, you know, the Japanese people that I exchange cards with here in Japan would probably think this is a bit gimmicky, but it's a good way to make an impression, so I'm looking forward to seeing people's reactions. It's also nice, of course, to be able to show the various photos that I've printed on these cards. Each of the three sections holds 5 classic cards, so if you have more than 3 designs, from a photographer's perspective, this gives you an opportunity to take more cards out and show off your work. For this order, I actually uploaded 17 photos to be printed on the back of my cards. Mu's Printfinity technology enables them to print as many different designs as the number of cards you order. Basically, if you ordered 50 cards, you could upload 50 different images to be printed on each of them. As I ordered 200 cards, I got 11 of some and 12 of others. You can only have one design on the front of the card, though, for each batch. Although you could order multiple batches of cards if you needed more, of course. I used to carry both English and Japanese versions of my business cards, but I would invariably find that one would run out before the other, or I ran out of one language before the other while I was out and about. So I decided to design a single card with both English and Japanese on a few years ago, and I'm finding that that works for me. I'm not going to go into details about the order workflow, as it's pretty straightforward, and as with any website, it's subject to change. But there are a couple of things that I'd like to point out with regards to preparing your images and designs for upload, as you have to dig a little bit for this on the website. For the contact details side of my cards, I used Adobe Illustrator to create the design. And once you have your design how you want it to look, save a copy and then select all of your text. And then from the type menu, select Create Outlines. This changes your type created with fonts to vector-based shapes so that you can remove the risk, basically, of problems occurring with fonts not being available, etc. Don't create those outlines, you know, convert your text to outlines in your final design though, because you can't edit the text once you've done this. So you wouldn't be able to come back and edit your details if necessary for future orders. Also, according to Mu, when you save your PDF, you have to ensure that you select the Adobe PDF/X-1A preset. And because they work with the coated FOGRA39 CMYK profile, you have to ensure that you select this and in the output options as you save your design as a PDF ready for upload. Even this, of course, is subject to change, and you can work in other file formats too. So do check the Mu site before you finalize your artwork for upload. And in the manuscript on the blog post, I've made these links so you can jump straight to the pages if you can't find them on Mu. For the photos that I had printed, I converted the profile for each of them to the coated FOGRA39. Before saving the images for upload. Mu says, by the way, that this information is only for design professionals, but if you can get your heads around this, it removes the guesswork if you prepare your images properly. If this doesn't make much sense, I'm sure you'll be fine to just upload them as sRGB, but I think that it's worth taking the time to convert your images. Just open them in Photoshop, and select Edit, Convert to Profile, and then select that coated FOGRA39 profile from the Destination Space profile pull-down. While I was in Photoshop, I also changed the image size to 39mm high at 300 ppi, which gives me a width of 88.56mm for a standard 3.2 image aspect ratio. And that also matches the card's aspect ratio. So that works perfectly. 300 ppi for the resolution is perfect too for printing, and that's what Mu recommends. These settings give you a relatively small file to upload, but will print great, at the business card dimensions. I actually just created a Photoshop action that changed the size and converted to the correct profile and then saved a copy in my artwork directory before closing the image. That makes it pretty easy to prepare a large number of images to give your cards some variation. After I upload my images to the Moo system, I also ensure that the photo enhanced checkbox is turned off. I don't like anything automatic to happen to my images. If you don't really do a lot to your images and you want them to look nice and punchy though, you might want to leave this turned on. You can preview the effect before you decide, so take a moment to check this before you make up your mind. Okay, so before we finish, I wanted to just give you a quick update on what I didn't like about the Lux cards that I ordered last year. The Lux cards are extra thick, and although now comparing these to my classic matte laminate cards, I think that they're perhaps a little too thick, but I didn't like that quality and feel of the paper stock. What I did not like though was the quality of the printing. I did 5 designs, 5 photos, and apart from one which was a very bright winter scene, the winter tree photo that you can see in the batch of 17 that I showed you earlier, the other 4, they just looked really bad. The quality was substandard. Now, I've been printing my own fine art images for a long time and even written a best-selling Craft and Vision ebook on printing, so I know what's possible with matte paper, but honestly, I was totally unimpressed with Lux. It looked to me as though the cards were printed at very low resolution, maybe 150 ppi or even less, or the coating on the Lux media is just not appropriate for photographic printing. I basically can't recommend Lux for photographs. As you can see in this photograph of my new classic matte laminate on the left compared to the Lux card on the right, the Lux card has almost no detail in the foreground rocks to the left there, despite me submitting exactly the same photograph to be printed on both types of card. Although it's probably difficult to appreciate how good the classic matte cards are at this magnification, the detail in general is just so much better than the looks. You can probably also see a very subtle colour cast in the classic matte cards in this comparison, but that's not really noticeable unless you compare them side by side like this, so it doesn't concern me too much. I do like the box that the Lux cards comes in that you can see in this photo, but that comes at a price, of course. The Lux cards themselves are much thicker stock, and the box and everything, it increases the price to £76.99, excluding VAT, for 200 cards, so almost double the cost of the classic matte cards. Although they're nice and probably work well if you get the right sort of design for the back, I won't be ordering these cards again. Okay, so sorry for ending on a low note there, but in general, I'm a fan of Moo's products. The classic matte cards have passed my best critique's approval too, which is, of course, my wife. She hated the Lux cards and was not impressed when I told her recently that I was going to order with Moo again. But I'm glad I did, and my wife really likes the new cards too. I'll definitely be going back to Moo for more as my current 200 run out. As they say, all's well that ends well. So thanks very much for listening today. Remember that you can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.